Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Living and Thriving, Living and Thriving, Living and Thriving with Rusty. Living and Thriving with Rusty.
Good morning, good evening, good afternoon to all my blessed beloveds out there in Radio Land. It's Living and Thriving time, and I'm Rusty. I'm having a very interesting day. I've been up since 4 as usual, and GoDaddy decided to delete my account, even though I thought it was already tied into my Microsoft account that I've been paying for months, but evidently I'm paying for nothing. And Microsoft is saying that they're not going to help me with my email. So all of you out there with my personal email, it's now officially wrong. So I'm trying to get that straightened out. A little frustrating. Customer service is not very good with Microsoft. It's actually really tough. But not a complainer, not going to complain, just not going to do it. Marcy should be dialing in any minute now. And that is, but hold on, she doesn't have the number. She is on a different time zone, and what I've noticed is people really have a hard time with time zones. And my second noticed thing over the almost 2,000 interviews I've done over the years is that some of these PR companies don't check the link that I send. So whether it's video or audio, you receive a link. With the audio or video, you also get a Google Calendar reminder. So check it so that you're on time, right? And you know where you are. It's crazy to me how people just do partial stuff and then they get upset because they didn't do the follow through on their own end, their responsible portion. And so I've dropped a couple of PR firms that I won't use moving forward because I don't need to email you 15 different times to remind you to check the link that I sent you 3 or 4 or 5 months ago. It's your responsibility. You're an adult, you know. Show up to your appointments as expected or don't make them. Really that simple. Marcy, my love, I think you're on. What time is it over there?
I know, I was hearing you.
What time is it over there?
Hi, Rusty.
Hi, honey. What time is it?
It's 10. I guess I got my time mixed, but I'm so sorry.
No, that's okay. But that was the funny thing. I'm like, shoot, maybe I did say 11, but I don't normally do any other time zone. So I'm sorry. Hopefully you brushed your teeth and you're ready to play.
Yes, I'm always ready to play. You know that.
Hi, dear. How was your day?
Does people need to put on their seatbelts when I play?
They do, and we're getting ready to get to that warning. So Marcy and I have become fast friends. We have a lot in common, and unfortunately she is my friend that breaks things with her vibrational sound. So we're going to try audio. We did try video at one point, but unfortunately that got blown too, and I started talking like a demon, which was really bizarre. You guys can watch it on YouTube. It's not a joke. It's really there. I still put it up so that YouTube, you guys can see. It was just very bizarro, and every time I spoke, it was like, rah, 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 rah. It was just so freaking bizarre. So that ended, and now we're going to try audio. Marcy's going to do a couple of tones, I think, throughout it, but you get to learn a little bit about our friendship and how much fun we have when we do get an opportunity to chit-chat. So, Marcy, talk to us about who you are, what you do, and what inspires you to be you.
What inspires me to be me is I've been, working on Rusty, as she knows. I love watching people transform. And my book, Theta, the acronym of Tarot, Healing, Energy, Tones, and Ascension, is from when I was born up until my spiritual journey up till a couple of months ago. And it's all my, Rusty and I are talking about, spiritual journey is not all fairies and simple. It's bringing up a lot of low energy. It's a lot of toxic energy when I work on people. I'm guided to do all this type of work. I've been a healer in many lifetimes, and this is just my passion, to watch people transform as I transform myself.
Now, you recently published a book, Theta. Let me pull it up here. I never get the title right.
Yeah, it's the acronym for
Theta Experience.
It's the 4 to 8 hertz. And that's getting in the stillness of our brain. It's the vibration that monks use, because we have the alpha, beta, delta, theta, gamma. And what I thought about is, I do so many different things. I'm clairaudient, I'm clairvoyant, I'm clairsentient, and I'm a medic intuitive. I do sound Reiki healings, which is on my YouTube channel under my name, Marcy Kosich, or under Cosmic Cosmos, which I had the name when I was working on Arena. And so I just decided I wanted something simple. I woke up with the name a few years ago, with a multidimensional healer. Rusty, with my past life, I was a little gray cloud. She thinks I should use that. I want to offend the natives, which, you know, I know Rusty is. But it's just many, many lifetimes. And the little gray cloud, my friend Shauna did, who was also a native, she did a channel drawing of it. They're in my book, of a jaguar on my head to transmute negative energy, which is a lower carbon energy matter, into crystalline energy.
And the interesting part about what you do is, for those of you out there who have ever heard didgeridoo, or deep chanting, vocal chanting, Aztec chanting, it's very similar to that with sound.
Yeah, my friend Richard, who is also like an XBI, but he's also really good on energy, he and I get in long conversations about my energy and who I am, what I am. And so I would do tones, and he said that would be pre-Aztec. Or I would do tones that would be like way up in the cosmos. So, and a lot of times you will hear different sounds, as Rusty knows, coming out, like the speakers or the sounds, which is maybe what she was saying with the exorcist sound. Because I did a radio show with Sarah Jane. Are you laughing?
I am.
With
Sarah laughing. Jane. I'm like, yeah, it was very.
She says that I do sound freaky, and I said, because when I first started working on Arena, which is an international Skype company, years ago, the microphone would make sounds, and I wasn't making sounds. Or I would hear like waves and different things coming out of the speakers. And she goes, those are people's emotions, which is maybe what happened to Rusty on her exorcist sound.
I don't know. It was just very bizarre, and it was kind of neat to rewatch.
I know.
And, I mean, we talk all the time now privately, and so
right.
It's been a lot of fun to grow our friendship outside of the demonic sounds and you blowing all of my videos.
On all you, do you want me to hit some tones so people understand? Because I channel the masters, I channel high energies, and they usually, as Rusty knows, they tell me when to work on people or to stop. They'll feel the energy as to what's been going on. As I was working on Rusty yesterday, and then they told me to stop. But this is what I'm meant to do. This is what I'm guided to do. So, and I love doing it, you know. You want me to hit the tones? Does everybody have their seatbelts on?
Buckle up.
What, Rusty?
I said everybody buckle up.
Okay. I want to explain with diseases, and this is what I was told or what I read, is 75% of dis-ease is on the emotional and the mental level, and that's why a lot of doctors can't heal people, because what the tones do, it transmutes the lower carbon of fear, shame, guilt into crystalline energy. And what happens is it allows more oxygen to come in our body, where our body starts healing itself.
Well, and that's very important for people to understand, that we don't breathe well. We are usually very tense and we're constricted, and we don't tend to acknowledge that breath is huge and important. So when you're dealing with this kind of vibrational work, breath, you know, breathing in and allowing the vibration and the sound to open you up even further, it's a huge help to be open and as relaxed as possible so that you can benefit the rewards.
Yeah, my tones hit the serotonin part of the brain, which, and also it heals like your eighth level of the DNA hits your, starts healing your body. So on my tones, you can listen to them on my YouTube under, like I said, Marcy Kostich or Cosmos. And a lot of people get addicted to them because it relaxes them. Like I worked on Rusty one time and she couldn't sleep, and then she slept really hard after I worked on her. So it opens up the energy. What?
It was a 12-hour sleep, and I normally only get 4. I'm a horrible sleeper. So it was really amazing. I was happy.
Yeah, and what happens is when I hit the 110 hertz on the energy, then either the guides come to us or we go to them. And it only takes 15 minutes for us to fall asleep to go astrally into, you know, other dimensions. And as I raise people's frequencies, and the multi dimensions are, each level of our aura is a different frequency. And so as we raise our vibrations, then we become more at peace, more balanced, and just kind of get more in tune to it. But we do get toxic stuff coming out, whether it's sweat, sometimes nauseousness, sometimes different energies that are going on. Your body is just detoxifying the energy. Like one guy I worked on, he smelled for like 2 days. You get lighter and lighter afterwards. All right, I got to hit the jujujuary one. Are you feeling that one, Rusty?
I did feel that one. I knew that was specifically for me. I knew you were coming at me.
I can feel, I can't help it. That's what I do.
I know. So you do this with a combination of tarot for some people as well. Talk to us about that.
Yeah, I did. I mean, I've been doing tarot. I've been doing all this stuff since 1982. And I have my friend Raven, who's a Wiccan, and I did my first radio show with her. And my book, Theta, has to do with friendships, bonding, you know, energies of people I have known for years, that we have all been a support system. Rusty is now part of it. But my guide told me to write the book for 56 pages because it is intense. It's got a lot of information. It's my journey. It's my friend's journey. And so Raven and I were Skyping one time, and she could always see me, but I can't see her. And I decided, or she was going through something, so did the tarot reading. And then I could feel the blockages coming up from her. So I decided to do the tones along with it. I've been now incorporating that, and I'm finding it really powerful, because a lot of people get tarot readings over and over again. And the people that I know that are healers, we get the same clients calling us, over and over again. So people don't have that avenue to release, because I tell people with Tarot, you keep on going this direction, this is what's going to happen. So with the tones, I could break, I'll go specifically to the area that I feel blocked or I'm being channeled to, and do the tones to help release inner child, past life, post-traumatic, so many different things to change the energy of where your direction is going in your future.
Well, and a lot of people don't understand that, you know, you're only given a certain amount of information, and it's not always going to satisfy the person's inquiry, and sometimes it doesn't even relate to what they think, what they're thinking,
right.
You know? And so the vibration it shakes things up a little bit, so the information is better received, I think.
Well, like I did a reading for Rusty, and I usually do a full deck reading, and that's why she's like, okay, I'm full. And I'm like, yeah, I only have a couple more cards to go. Most readers do like 10 cards. I go more into the story more in depth. I'll pick it up because I'm clairvoyant, clairaudient, clairsentient. So I'll use that as kind of a story, whether I do the clairvoyance or the clairaudience, the clairsentience with or without the card. It just helps whatever the situation is on the person that's getting the reading. And like, I did a reading for a friend of mine years ago, and I told her she was going to have a baby in 6 months. She was going to have a baby girl. And she thought I was crazy. 6 months later, she went to the doctor, found out she was having a baby girl. She goes, Marcia, I wish you could see the expression on my face. So a lot of times the future may come up, or it's a warning, or if you know the story, then you can change it or be forewarned.
So say that somebody's listening and they're like, okay, this is just really hoopy floopy. How did you get into the vibrational work and tarot? Was that something that you stumbled across? Were you influenced by somebody?
I wrote my other books, were Achi Witches. Those I wrote like 9 years ago, which is my autobiography. And Theta goes more in depth because it's from the last 20 years, which has been really intense. Somebody did a tarot reading with a black deck, a regular deck of cards, and then I kind of took off from there. Then that's kind of started my journey. I started my journey, I was like 18 when I first saw my first spirit. My aunt had died. My friend Mary and I went to go visit her or her husband, and my aunt contacted me. So it's been like this journey along with it. I went into I went to the Rainbow Gathering with a friend of mine. Then I came back when my friend and I, who I was living with, decided to move. And I ended up having a bunch of deja vus when I was like 20, 21. So I got this job in Marin where I thought it was going to be with one child. It turned to be about four. And one of the deja vus I had was a white wall, white carpeting. and it turned out they were into metaphysics. So they kind of helped me starting on my journey. The mother took me to a channeler, and I said, what do I do? And they said, psychokinesis. And I said, what's that? And they said, moving and clearing energy. So I've been incorporating all these things along the way as to combining whether people want just readings, healings, tarot. I could do a very simple, or I could do a very advanced, and just adjusting to each energy or vibration of what they want or need.
Do you find that this time period in which things, you know, Earth is definitely vibrating at a higher pitch, it's healing, there's just so much beautiful stuff that's transpiring in this downtime worldwide. Do you find that you're raising your own personal vibrational levels because the energy is better?
I've been doing work on myself since 1982. And like a friend of mine who I met on Uranium, she's a psychologist, she didn't even know I was abused. And that's why I said, because I work on it. So I've constantly, as I've worked on my journey, I've had a support system and I've created a support system, and Rusty is now part of it. But a lot of people I've had to let go. You don't match certain people's vibrations after a while because everybody's a note. Somebody that I worked on for 5 years, she's from Iran, and she went to school for ultrasound. And that's where I learned a lot of my stuff from it. I cleared out spells, curses. I didn't know I was doing any of that stuff. Everything is emotion, whether it's past lives. A lot of people have diseases from or memories from past lives, energies. I have. I've been clearing out ownership past lives where people own me. And so a lot of times the things that we trigger within our emotion, we need to work it through. People are just mirrors to us that we just need to have it where there's not a charge. When we react to something, it's the past, and then we learn to just respond to it.
Yeah, and past life stuff is very real and very potent with how you handle this life. Akashic records, I mean, most of the people that listen to this show have heard it all.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
They know what I'm talking about. They know what we're talking about.
Well, with the Akashic records, one of my clients that I worked on when I was on Uranium, she ended up channeling Elohim. And I went on a year and a half journey with her where she was totally doing transmedium because they're like, we like what you do. And
right.
I learned a tremendous amount from that, and I said, what about my tones? They said, we bring in the tones as to so that we can work on people's Akashic records. So I kind of like, they can't work with dense energy, so these people that pray, and it's nothing to do with religion, because they say, we test you, if you pass our test, we give you opportunities. It has to do with frequency. It has to do with so many different levels, and that's what the multidimensional is. So I clear out, kind of like blasting people's energy, they're able to come in and work on people more.
And when you work on people, is there like a residual effect for you? Do you find that you're tired, exhausted? I mean, it's a lot of energy that you put into helping people.
Not really. I clean my energy. I take a lot of baths. Or I'm told to take baths, I take naps, I keep myself balanced. But it's all a matter of, like, I'm in a thousand, like, you know, Rusty and I were talking about me getting a job, and I'm like, this is what I'm supposed to do. And she was like, well, I feel bad that you're working. I said, no, because I'm charged up for this type of frequency. I'm like 1,000 volts. Everybody's like 500. So I'm giving my energy to the people to blast whatever theirs is. So I'm continually rebalancing myself or clearing it out. When I worked on Uranium, it was a 24-hour international website, and my friends would joke around because I would have, like, chocolate-covered coffee beans, you know, or I'd have candy, and I'd, like, down it. You know, they would crack up because they would see me on webcam. But in general, this is what I'm supposed to do. This is what my energy is. Are you laughing about that? So it doesn't bother me. And if I'm tired, I'll tell people I'm tired, but usually I just recharge and rebalance.
Where do you hope to go with this?
Well, I want to do, like, eventually maybe group sessions. The more people that I can do the tones, the more it raises the vibration for the people on the earth. Private sessions, tarot, group teachings, you know. The more I get out there with my book, the healings, the more people raise their vibrations. But a lot of people, they get to a certain point where their fear makes them stop. So I love watching people transform. And the more I do the tones on the radio, the more that people are feeling it and releasing it, because I've done so many, like, co-hosting and guesting on the shows, and they were always feeling it. I did Awakening the Own Healing Sundays with Susan Sandwich. You can look at those on podcasts. I used that one because you could actually see me on the podcast. you know, fortunately, Susan was another one of those people that ego or whatever it is, her trip is. So I had to back off from her. But the shows are really good.
And where do we find more information about you?
You could add me on LinkedIn. You could add me on Facebook. I now am on a new group called MeWe, which is really great because they have all these different groups. And so they got crystals. And so I'm now on that too. My Gmail is marcycostage@gmail.com. You could also connect with Rusty because Rusty knows where to find me.
We talk a few times a week.
It's like, time to work on you, Rusty.
Huh?
Oh, I'm teasing. That's like, I was like, time to work on you, Rusty.
I know. At the most random time, she's like, hey, you got blocks. Got to work on you. Okay.
Well, she's a medical tutor, and that's why, like, I've been a healer for so many lifetimes, and, you know, I was born this lifetime as a white woman, a white girl in upper class, but I was abused. But a lot of my energy is Native. And so you get me around powwows, I'm good, and the healing and the whole thing on that. So, but this is what I meant to do. If you look up, like, blue rays, like they have indigos, the blue rays are like, you know, the 55 or 59. They were here before the indigos to help heal the world. So that type of energy. Oh, I got to hit another tone. See, that's how they work. So a lot of people, my friends that are psychic, they will see spirits, they'll see energies, they will know the energies that are behind me. And Rusty can't do, but we just keep on blowing our webcam.
Yep, we're done with you on that.
Yeah, that's why we're on radio. I would have loved to be on the show, but, you know, and that's what Elohim said one time, and this is what I tell her. I go, why is it we just keep on blowing Skype and everything else? And this was like years ago, and my energy has gotten stronger since then. And they said, because your frequency is so high, technology can't handle it. And then I brought it up again, and they pretty much told me the deal. So it is a very high frequency, and it does heal people, and tones have been around for thousands and thousands of years. My friend Rich would say that it's pre-Aztec, my past life, when I was bringing up this one. So it's interesting on all that. I'm going to hit another tone, or they're going to come through me to hit another tone. Oh, we got Mother Mary again. So they decide who they're going to talk or who's going to delegate or who's going to do whatever's going on. And this is very much guided. I try to get a regular life, and I get sent the other direction. That was Mother Mary on Unconditional Love.
So
why
Mother Mary
laughing?
Likes to visit you a lot. I'm always laughing.
They all do. You know, we have Buddha, we have Christ, and that's what everything is with frequency, because if you have a lower frequency, you can't match them. So as you raise your frequency, you get higher and higher guides, kind of like school. So as we open up the energy and the vibration, and we get this more light consciousness energy, then the more powerful all this stuff is. Mother
so
Mary,
if somebody wanted to
with you, Rusty.
I know. So if somebody wanted to learn more about vibrational healing, theta healing, and the understanding of the different frequencies, I think, what was the Hertz level for Earth? It was like 400 or something?
Yeah, 442. And Rusty and I were talking about, if you go barefoot, a lot of people are disconnected from the earth, and a lot of this coronavirus is basically a lot of fear-based that's going on. Like my son was saying, aren't you feeling it? I'm like, no, I'm not at that frequency. And a lot of it, those other people have other diseases that are going on. So if you get out of that fear base, which is a lot of what the negative conspiracy is trying to get us to do, constant, you know, news shows, constant, like, riots, you know, keep us pepped up on this whole fear stuff. And if you just don't buy into the fear, which is lack of love, then you can empower yourself. And that's what I do when I have healings, is I empower people, whether they were abused, inner child, to get back and take back who and what they are. I was talking to Rusty about there's people that come from power and there's people that come from strength. And the people that come from strength, they want to be center of attention. We were talking about egotistical psychics, which I hate. Bad people that just, they want a following. The people that come from power is the people that will stand still, and then the other people will kind of compete because they'll feel the energy of the people that are coming from power. Kind of like an energy power struggle, which people don't ask for.
Well, and I think right now it's just a very confusing time. I think we've neglected our spiritual practices and we've enhanced our addiction to silencing that inner voice that would tell you not to watch the news and not to, you know, go into social media if it's making you feel yucky on the inside. And so it's even more challenging for a large group of people who are really discovering feelings that they've stuffed down for years. It's like they're having to deal with grief that they didn't even realize they had.
Well, aspects of themselves that they didn't know that they had, because the world has been set up on high technology and the brain is not set up for that. The brain is for hunters and gatherers to be calm and we to live in our center. And that's why my tones will get people calm onto the right side, because anger and depression, no, depression and anxiety are on the left side of the brain, which is part of the diseases. And my tones are on the right side of the brain. I don't use any words, and so it gets you calm. So the more we're on the right side of the brain, dancing, singing, drawing, we need to get back into that. We've lost that part of ourselves with this high-tech, multi-level thing that the brain is just overloaded on.
Right. We've changed the synapses, too. I know that there are people that check their phone so many times. And there was a, I think it was Oxford,
right,
did a study, and it was like 17 hours a day people are actually plugged into something. That's a lot of plug-in.
Well, right, and they also show about how the brain changes, even like 5 or 10 minutes of the phone. And also what I do is I work with, you know, mentally challenged people, and I did home health. And a lot of times what I would do, and after I do the healings, I reboot. I shut everything down so my body could process. I'll turn the TV off, the, you know, the phone, whatever's going on. And you need to do that because there's so much overloading. And they're talking about aging where we get all stressed out. Our cells actually are getting bigger because our bodies are, like, going through way too much.
We're overcharging ourselves. There's not really anywhere. I was talking to a guest yesterday. You'll get a giggle out of this. We were, you know how I've been doing like these crazy back-to-back interviews through the last month,
right,
2 months. And I think she was like my 9th guest for the day. Yesterday was crazy. And we were talking about television, the addiction to television, you know, and how for most of my adult life, swear that everybody would be healthier and happier and richer if they got rid of their television. And it would cure so much. And I went to a restaurant in Bradenton, Florida, 2 or 3 years ago. I'll never go back. I went to go to the bathroom to wash my hands because it's a pizza place. And they had a TV in the bathroom.
Wow.
And I'm like, that's like ridiculous. I hate going to the restaurants that have the TVs everywhere. Like, I know it's supposed to make you eat more. I know it's supposed to make you consume more. But if I go to a restaurant with my kid, I kind of want to chat with her, you know, not over a TV. And so there's just this sick addiction to television that I think doesn't allow us to grow our reptilian brain at all.
Well, you know, I'm from the Bay Area, and there was a lot going on. I loved it with international. There was all this stuff going on. I'm now in Reno, and it took me a long time to get used to the silence of it. And, like, what I went through last year is what everybody's going through this year. I lost my job. I didn't have a car. I didn't have any money. And so there was a lot of uneasiness that I had, and I had to work through it. And so this year I'm calm. You know, I'd already gone through all these levels of stress, and as hormones and harmony go hand in hand. So people that are harmonically out of balance, their energy is just, it's kind of out of whack. And so the more we stay in that center and the more we calm ourselves down, then the more we get less dis-ease. And we get dis-ease to that part of our body, level upon level upon level, on to past lives, energy, post-traumatic. I've healed people's heart stuff when I was on Uranium. So people just need to get back into that center energy or go on the right side of the brain.
Which is, you know, the arts and crafts, dancing, playing, creative side. And I totally fully support that, 100%.
Well,
it's way more beneficial.
Yeah, crocheting and knitting, it's like, it's almost like meditative. And look at my childhood. I did sewing. I did, you know, crochet. And I think that was my behavior as I realized it, because I was so abused and I have two narcissistic sisters, so there's really no escape. So I tried to stay out of that house as much as possible. And it just, people need to get back into balance. I got to hit another tone. This one's Buddha. But that's the explosions going out of your back.
I'm having a back day. My hips are off because of my knee, and having to overcompensate on my left side because my right side's twerked, and you know how that works. And still waiting on an ortho appointment. But yeah,
I know. Well, I'm seeing more and more of that energy releasing out of you. Because when I do the healings, I will see air, earth, wind, and fire. And whether it's emotional, I will see water, a lot of times murky water. Earth, earthquakes, avalanches, wind is tornado, and then eventually we do the kundalini, which is the fire and the purification of the body, which you will feel it going up your spine. And then also on your aura, we'll see the energies coming out 3 inches from the physical body, that's the emotional level, and then I will see 5. And our bodies are like orchestras. So as I'm continually reading, and one of the things Elohim had told me when I was putting all this stuff out there and I thought I was like, this may be too much, they said, you don't know the levels that you're healing people by your writing. So they want me to keep on posting, you know, rusty posts. And it's a matter of the energies, the vibrations, the dimensions that are going on. And if you... One of the exercises that I read, which is like if you visualize your body, because I will hear lower sounds coming out, you visualize your body like an orchestra and feel or see or hear as to where the sounds are out of tune, like, you know, the violin section in the orchestra is out of tune. So we're going to release that energy. And I found that to be really, really powerful.
I bet, actually. And for those of you
are still on the line.
You can actually look up the scientific evidence that is based off of vibrational healing. And, you know, meditation is a huge part of vibrational healing. You're definitely tuning in, toning down, and tapping out of that negative space. And it's just amazing what it does to the molecular system of the body. Your cells actually absorb so much more oxygen when you do vibrational work. And I have a friend, Joseph, who does didgeridoo, and he's worked on me, and it just was so amazing having that spiritual shamanic sound and the depth. I don't know what it is about the depth of didgeridoo that just puts me to sleep, but I could sleep with that all day long.
I think it's like what Richard said when I do my tones. He says that my lower tones, which is the didgeridoo, are like the grounding. And the higher ones are the clarity. You know, and the different frequencies I'm told to work on different people, as Rusty knows. And it'll break up literally. There was a music teacher, and I forgot his name. He's on YouTube. And he worked on cancer, and he literally had a video of cancer cells exploding. He finally found between 200,000 to 300,000 hertz, which is beats per second, as to the cells exploding. And I've worked on people, and the more oxygen we have in our body, then the more our body could heal. If you look at a plant that either could be buried or dies because all this depression, you will feel lighter. You will feel more at peace. This lower carbon energy matter is a weight, and it is like the diseases that's going on. And so everybody says, I'm fine, and then they find out they're not fine. Like, you know, I tell Rusty to smile because I always feel like the principal, and everybody's like starts getting their, it's like breathe, get that energy out.
I think it's really
They have temples that have been around for thousands of years. It's all around the world. There's one in Ireland where you go down and they measure the hertz in the stones because 110. They have this temple made of stones, and each of the stones is a different sound. It's been around for thousands and thousands of years. It wasn't until like the 30s where the pharmaceutical just took over.
Yeah, and that's become all greed induced. But there are Indian tribes that would take people who were severely ill and make them sleep in the ground. They would dig holes and cover them with dirt so that the vibrational energy from the earth would heal the illness. And we're finding more and more connectivity to what I call traditional medicine, conventional. Conventional medicine has its purpose. I'm not saying that, you know, to forego conventional medicine. I certainly do appreciate my x-rays. But ounce of prevention is a pound of cure. And if you can be more into your spiritual self, your spiritual alignment, whatever that means, you know, if you are a devout Catholic and you are focused on your prayer and cleansing your thoughts of all negativity, that is a very healthy place to be. You know, I'm a huge meditator. I'm Buddhist. And I do a lot of herbs because I believe very strongly in, you know, food is magic, food is power, and herbology is great for inflammation and healing things that a pharmaceutical pill would only,
I don't know.
Cover up, Band-Aid.
Okay.
Well, you're supposed to be my psychic friend, darn it. doesn't work like that, does it?
Sometimes it does. Sometimes it does. But, in the pharmaceutical, they don't help the symptoms because we actually have to own and release our fear, shame, and guilt, you know, that lower energy. And so a lot of people say, I'm fine. And so they are so numb. And when I work on people and they feel so much better, or the tones they get addicted to because it helps put them to sleep, you don't know anything because you're at a certain energy. And then once you can compare to the better energy, then you're like, oh, okay, I understand now. But it's the normal to if you don't know anything different. The abuse I grew up, it was normal. And it's layer upon layer upon layer. One of the things I did was a rebirthing class, and that's when when in the womb, we pick up the cellular energy and the emotions of our mother. I was the youngest of five kids. My mom had somebody with cerebral palsy that she didn't tell them that went to the state. I just went a couple of days ago on to why am I still having these blocks. And so I was picking up and absorbing all this fear money with my mom as to, you know, there's not enough. When by the time that I came around, my father, I think she saw what he was about. So there was a lot of energies that we pick up. And that's why it's multidimensional. Past lives, inner child, post-traumatic, so many different levels that people don't understand.
And even if you don't believe in past lives, I think that
it's still beneficial to delve into this work because your inner child is usually your current life. That child always needs to be hugged and loved and kissed, and you know, there's a wound there. Everybody's got one. And it can be healed. And when you wake up to the new version of you, once you heal those parts, and for some of us, we have a lot more healing, a lot more wounds than others. It's not a comparative thing. It's just the reality. Your life becomes so beautiful and clear. Like the more and more I heal certain aspects of my past life, this new life that I'm living, it's amazing. I'm just so in love with I'm in love with the world. Even the cranky, yucky people that are being, you know, nasty, I still feel love for them. And it's beyond words when you get to this place.
It is, and that's why it's hard. And that's why I have people like Rusty explain what I do, because they've experienced my healing compared to me trying to explain it. And a lot of times we're in conflict. It's our child that's in conflict, the unhealed parts of ourselves. Like, you know, I live in Reno and I gamble, and I joke around in my mind, say my inner child's in conflict with my adult. My inner child wants to play and my adult wants to, like, we need to go type of thing. And my 12-year-old inner child, I was working on a couple of days ago, and that's where I released a whole bunch of stuff because of that lost part of ourselves. And people soul kill us by abusing us. We stop it. We segregate. That's all part of fear. And so what I do when I do the healing, I integrate those parts of ourselves to become more whole. Because we don't know that we're dead. That's like I tell people, they're either existing or living. The existing, we get up, we go to work, we don't feel, we do things automatically. The living is kind of like what Rusty and I are doing. We're laughing, we're joking, we're joking around. Oh, the camcorder breaks. Marcy, you're not allowed to use the camcorder anymore. You know, and it's just what?
I said we have a lot of fun.
So, yeah, and that's what I said. We're living. And the existing is you need to get out of that automatic, you know, life automatically and start feeling life, living, loving, laughing. I was taught all my life not to feel, don't cause me trouble. I was punished. I was all this other stuff that's going on. It's taken me a long time to get back into who and what I was. And that's why I said it was soul killing with, well, your energy just like coming alive with that one, Rusty. And it's just getting back to those parts because we've had to be numb. We've had to put walls. We've had to put all these things just to survive.
And then now it's like, well, they're thriving instead of surviving. And it was funny, another thing that I was talking to Elohim about, because this was a year and a half with different times they would come in through Amy. And I said, yeah, my friends are not victims, they're survivors. And he goes, or they go, they're not survivors, they're fighters. And I'm like, that makes a lot of sense. You know?
Yeah, I think of myself as a warrior goddess. I was a warrior goddess child, and now I'm a warrior goddess woman.
Right.
And there's a healing of the old wounds from childhood to the wounds of marriage to now just being in this kind of ecstasy state. I don't know how else to explain
right.
it.
Abraham, and I listen to a lot of Bashan, I listen to a lot of Chiron, and they brought me back into what I am. And one of the
right.
things that Abraham says is we have a spectrum of depression where we feel powerlessness, you know. And he says it's good to get angry because we're starting to fight. I was never depressed, but I was angry, and I was always verbal. And he says to get to the other spectrum of a bliss. And so it's a whole bunch of different feelings of different things going on. I've been working on my friend Shauna for years, and she's like, Marcy, I feel like I'm on drugs. This is normal. I said, yeah, that's what this whole thing is to get that feeling of ecstasy and to be in our power and to be – and this is why I love doing what I'm doing. And people have been feeling it. Most of my friends, and, you know, Rusty included, there's psychologists that are on my Facebook. And a lot of times I'm healing them because I'm going into different aspects than the therapy that's going on.
Well, my friend, believe it or not, our hour is almost up.
I know. I was looking at the clock.
You were. So give us understanding of where we can reach out to you to find out more information and maybe have some work done, because I know that you are, you do a very extensive tarot reading, and that's something that's unusual.
Yeah, I've been doing, on my tones, they're on, like I said, YouTube. My book, under my names, under Amazon, Marcy Kosich. Those are my journeys. That's the spiritual journey that we've had to go through. And you can LinkedIn me. You could MeWe me. You could Facebook
that
me.
That doesn't sound right.
Contact me. I know. Well, that's
MeWe me.
So it's called MeWe.
Sorry.
No, the locking's good. It's healing. And, also Rusty knows how to find me. So, and then my Gmail, marcykosich2@gmail.com, and we can hang out, we could text, we could FaceTime. So, warning is, Rusty and I joke around, it's like, I'm not responsible when your webcam
blows.
I should do a disclosure on that, you know?
You really should. You should make people sign waivers. If you want to do FaceTime with me, understand.
Yeah, and the sound and the power, but if you want to experience it also, because this happens with other people that are highly energy too. It's just, it is what it is.
Yeah.
I
can't wear watches because of my energy. My watches
right.
blow up.
That's what I was teasing her.
Old
I was
school
saying,
speakers.
Maybe you said blew up the circuit.
Yeah. Try to pass it on the other guy. I see how you are. Marcy, as always, it's fun to play with you. Thank you for joining us.
Oh, you're welcome. Bye, Rusty. Bye, everybody.
Bye, honey. Talk to you soon. You're listening to Living and Thriving with Rusty. And I'm Rusty, and that was my friend Marcy Kosich. And she's just a great soul, a good person, and she's really fun to talk to. And I highly recommend you reach out and learn more about what she does and why she does what she does. Grab her book, go to her website, check out more of her Theta Tones on YouTube. Gosh, there's this huge storm rolling in here on the Gulf side of Florida. The puppies are all snuggled up. I've been making them homemade dog food, so they're just like an ecstasy. They're not even eating their other dog food, the other brand. They like calf liver. Yeah. I don't like the smell. But so we're going to snuggle up and wrap up our day, finish our day up here in Living and Thriving Land. Have a beautiful and blessed weekend. Go and play and play and play and play and laugh and laugh and laugh. And if you can't hug your friends, elbow them, or, you know, I like Nerf guns. You can pop them right in the ass. Pop a cap in their ass. That's always fun, chasing your friends down the block. Everybody thinks you're crazy, but you know what? You're going to live longer than everybody else who's judging you. Just saying, pointing that out. Until next time, know that you're loved, know that you're beautiful, and do something fun and kind for yourself because, hey, you are worth it.
You're listening to Living and Thriving with Rusty.